The video's coming. Firefighters down. I'm Michael Toscano.
Now it is appropriate to release this information.
Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney moments ago announcing he will release police body cam and dash cam video footage of Tuesday's police shooting of an African-American Keith Lamont Wilson, a shooting that sparked 5 days of protests and calls to release that footage.
Doing so prior to this point would have had a negative impact on the integrity of the investigation.
Chief Putney says the video and physical evidence backs up the police account of what happened, that Scott committed a crime, not the police.
We're releasing evidence that we believe, based on our fact-finding mission, that it will give you indisputable evidence that the facts we started with are the facts that remain today.
The video may be available this evening. Two firefighters have died battling a blaze in Wilmington, Delaware row house. Four other firefighters injured, two critically. The floor of the home collapsed as the firefighters went inside. Four kids and an adult were also taken to a hospital. I'm Michael Toscano. Donald Trump made fun of his wife's appearance, hinted his father was involved in killing President Kennedy, and called him a pathological liar. But after months of saying he wouldn't do it, Ted Cruz endorsed Donald Trump today, offering this as a reason.
Putting out 21 principled conservatives and saying, these will be my Supreme Court justices, and making that as a public promise, that to me was a meaningful change that made it much easier to make the decision.
The New York Times today endorsed Hillary Clinton, describing her as tough, knowledgeable, and experienced, as Trump as the worst nominee in modern history. President George W. Bush and Barack Obama on hand at the National Mall in Washington today as the National Museum of African American History and Culture was opened. President Obama.
This National Museum helps to tell a richer and fuller story of who we are.
The St. Louis Cardinals boosted their playoff hopes this afternoon with a 10-4 rout of the Chicago Cubs at home at Wrigley Field. I'm Michael Toscano.
The following program is furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away.
And welcome into Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is Saturday afternoon, just a few minutes after 4 o'clock here. KLF 570 AM News and Information. This is where you want to be. If you want to be talking about real estate investing, you want to be talking about your investing world, your way, your wealth. Remember, every Saturday afternoon, this is where you can come and listen, learn, and earn. Because everything we're going to talk about is how you can make money in real estate and hey, how you can make money in general. Today, we're going to have a special guest after the first break, Laurel Langmire, who is the millionaire maker. Laurel has agreed to come on the show. We're going to do an interview today, lots about how you can make money and ways that you can learn more about that. So be sure to hang around for Laurel Langmire later on in the show today. But right now, what a lot of people do when they go out and they're looking at property, and I'm going to talk to two groups here. I'm going to talk to anybody that's thinking about buying a house. And then I want to talk to every single real estate investor that's listening. If you are a rehabber, now look, in my opinion, if you're not rehabbing property, you're missing a great piece of your real estate income. It's not necessarily the only thing that you have to do, but there's so much knowledge wrapped up in rehabbing a property. Like, a lot of people love wholesaling. Okay, that's great and wonderful. Well, you got to have the same knowledge about rehabbing as you have to have about wholesaling to be able to do a wholesale deal. So you might as well learn about the rehabbing as well. And think about what it is that you're going to do. And this is for people that are prospective buyers. What I want you to think about is, should you be buying a property that's being flipped or not? Now, that's not a question of right or wrong. That's a question of, what's the condition of the property now that it's been rehabbed? How's it looking? So how to buy a flipped property. We're going to talk about five things. Found this great article. So we're going to talk about five things that need to be addressed when you're looking into a property that has been rehabbed. You know, you want to make sure that so many people out there through the years that have taught real estate education have talked about
just the just aesthetics, nothing else. I don't want to mess with anything else. I just want to put lipstick on the pig. No, that's not what a house. If you're looking to be a buyer and that to be your home, you sure don't want the property that the lipstick's been put on the pig, do you? You want the property that's had the full makeover, that's had the right stuff done to it. Now, what I always teach my clients is, look, this has got your name on it. So you want to make sure that it is something that you're proud of and that you're not worried about that family in that property, that they're not going to have a great property and a great living experience in their home for years to come. We've been in this market for 30-something years now. I've been doing real estate here for over 20. So you have to have your reputation, your name on the line every single time. And you think about that when you're doing a property. Now, can you overspend? No. We teach you to stay away from that. You have to understand what's right and what's wrong. Here's an example. A flipper will go into, and again, this is not anybody that I'm going to teach because I'm going to snatch a knot on the hair if they find out this. They'll go into the kitchen and they'll start replacing wall space. Maybe they'll redo a shower. And while they're doing that, a lot of times they're not looking at the really tough things that matter. So maybe either in a kitchen or in a shower or bathroom, either one, they're not looking at the hardy board behind it. Now, the hardy board is that water-resistant board that goes behind all of the dressed up, goes behind the tile, backsplash, that kind of stuff, when you're doing a water area. So is there a way to check that? If you're going to have your home inspected, there is a way to check that, and we'll get to that in just a second. So how do you know if the person that rehabbed the property has done a great job? How do you know that they've replaced the hardy board? How do you know that when they were replacing the hardy board, if they did they find any wood rot in the studs, especially in a bathroom? And if so, what did they do about that? Or did they just do as little as possible and dress up as much as possible so that they could get it sold and not worry about what's going on down the road for the prospective buyer? And in reality, you really can't know for sure what's been done on the property, but there are a few things you can do. If you have a property inspector, you can have them look behind the wall, depending on whether it has interior insulation or not. And most interior walls don't necessarily have insulation, but an inspector can be in the attic and can look down the interior of a wall and tell you whether they perceive the hardy board to have been replaced or not. They can go, if it's an older home, they can look in a crawl space and see if they see there's a membrane, if you will, that goes on that helps with the waterproofing. They can see if that looks new or if it looks old. And that's going to be able to give you some assurance and some confidence that the person you're buying the property from cared about what they were doing and did it correctly. P-traps under sinks. That's a very inexpensive thing to replace, but in a lot of cases, that's a very important thing to replace as well. So make sure you're understanding that and that you're getting a good property inspector to work with you on that. If some of those things haven't been done, it's going to make you not as excited about the property. But if your property inspector comes back with a great report and says, hey, I think they've paid attention to the details that matter to me as an inspector, that's going to go a long, long way. And here's another example for you. Electrical, having the panel being looked at, you need to make sure that based on the age of the property, has the electrical been updated in this property? Has the panel box been brought up to code? And depending on what county you live in, it's going to vary a little bit, but it's not going to vary a lot. So make sure that electrical, plumbing, those kind of things that you're paying attention to, because it is crucial in the selling of your investment property. And look, if it's not done right, it's very possible that the home buyer could come back and sue you down the road. So you want to make sure that you're doing a great job. Another spot that you can make sure that you're looking at is getting into the attic, see what the attic looks like, see what the underside of the roof looks like. And if you don't have that knowledge base, that's okay. That's what your inspector's there for, to be able to tell you, and you want to question them about the bones of the property. When I teach clients all the time, we use a phrase called, does this property have good bone? And that's what we're talking about. It's got to be a good solid structure. Not only are we looking for that solid structure when we're buying it, but we're also looking for that to be a great structure when we are selling it. And an inspector that's hired by somebody else comes in and they're going, hey, this is a terrific piece of property. I think you're going to love having this as your home. I'll tell you one of the great highlights of my career. I had a gentleman, and I'm going to say it's a 4,000 square foot plus house we did a while back. And the inspector came in and spent almost 6 hours in the house in the middle of summer. I went back and checked on him because, quite frankly, I thought he had died. It was so hot and he was up in the attic for so long. And when he came back, he wrote on his inspection report. Now, remember, this is going to the prospective buyer and a guy not hired by me. This is a guy hired by the buyer or the buyer's lender. And so what he wrote on the inspection report, I haven't seen a house this old in this good a shape in 25 years. Now, how do you think that made his buyer feel? How do you think that made the lender feel? They were like, hey, great. And you want to have that. You have that reputation in the marketplace so that when an inspector comes out and finds out, hey, I've inspected a house done by this investor before, and I'm looking for great things because that's the things that I found in the past, great things when they do a property. That's the reputation you want to have in the marketplace. We'll show you how to get that. How do you find out that type of information? You jump over to Bill Barnett Live, BillBarnettLive.com, and come join us. We're going to go out September the 30th, October 1st and 2nd over at the Wyndham Hotel in Dallas, right at 635 in Coit. And we're going to have three intense days. You are our guest. It's our celebration for being on KLIF. And so make sure that you get signed up and join us for three fun-filled, information-packed, usable information-packed days. Yeah, we'll have a blast doing it. Look, the foreclosure rate has been just plummeting, which is great news. It's been doing it for, oh gosh, 3-4 years, month after month after month. And the reason that it's doing it is because the job market is so strong. And there was an article that showed up in from Fannie Mae's based on some information that they released that said that the new foreclosure starts are the lowest that they've been since 2000. So think about that. Now, in 16 years, we're now sitting at the lowest rate of new foreclosures getting started that we've had. That's a great sign of what's going on in the economy as a whole right now. Now, reports that a major drop in foreclosures can be tied to a number of economic factors, but the major reason is employment and the job market. Fannie Mae economist Darwin Velza says that one of the most common reasons people fall behind on mortgage payments is unemployment. Other than that, you're looking at there could be an illness, there could be a divorce, but most of the time you're going to find it's a lot of unemployment. Due to the last recession, there was an increase in the unemployment rate, and it contributed highly to the foreclosure rate. So make sure that you're paying attention. We'll talk a little bit more about that after we get back from the break. And then after we get through a couple more items, I want to bring on Laurel Langmire and introduce you to Laurel and how this could help you get some additional wealth coming into your life. So make sure that you hang around for more Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here Saturday afternoon, KLIF 570 AM news and information. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience today, and we will see you in just a second.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too. We'll prove it to you. Huffines has it.
Mr. Ray Huffines.
Serving North Texas with Texas values since 1924. At Huffines, you will be treated like family.
And now, during Ram Power Days at both locations of family-owned and family-run Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Plano and Louisville, get Texas-size savings on our Texas-size selection of Ram trucks. And get huge savings on every new Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in stock. Plus, save even more with the highest cash rebates, lowest financing available, and top dollar for your trade. For more, click to Huffines.net or come to Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Plano at Plano Parkway in Ohio or in Louisville at Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on I-35 just north of 121.
Huffines has it. So I just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett, right here on KLIF 570 AM News and Information. It is Saturday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience today. It's about, 4:17, something like that. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Laura Langmire over, the Millionaire Maker, and talking about some ways that you can increase your wealth. And remember, that's what we do here, because this is where you want to listen, learn, and earn. Now, when we went to the break, we were talking about the foreclosure rate and how the fact that it had come down significantly over several years now, which is a major good news for us. And it's not surprising news for you. And that the key factor, and you'll hear me talk about jobs from now on, and if you've heard me in the past, you've been hearing me talk about jobs for years, is unemployment is a major tie to what goes on in the real estate market. It's hand in hand. So go jobs, so go real estate. So we're going over some data that had come in from Fannie Mae, and we just want to make sure that we wrap this up before we brought Laurel on. If you lose your job, it's, you're just one short step away from not paying your mortgage. Now, recent data from the Labor Department shows that the national unemployment rate is about 4.9%. That's as of the end of July, compared to its peak of about 10% in October of 2009. So we're kind of at the opposite end of that right now. We got some really nice employment. If you're a real estate investor, that is crucial information for you to be able to have, because you want to make sure that when you're investing in a market, that you're in a market those properties are going to be able to turn very nicely. Fannie Mae reports that while first-time foreclosures are the lowest they've been since 2000, additional data shows that over half of all foreclosure starts are coming from mortgages that have already been in active foreclosure at least once before, and nearly 60% of those new foreclosures at one time in the past were in serious delinquency. So look, when you hear a lot of foreclosure information, many times it is information that is based on the fact that the house may not have been filed on yet, but they are late. See, if you have a traditional, typical kind of mortgage where your mortgage is, due on the 1st, it's late at the close of business on the 15th after the grace period. A lot of times that's what you'll hear mortgage data referring to is now they're past the 15th. So even though foreclosure hasn't been filed yet, they're already being looked at as lagging behind and there could be some issues there. It's crucial to know we're in a great time. If you're thinking about real estate investing, you're just not going to find many opportunities from a time standpoint that it's going to be a better time to get involved in investing than now. You want to come in when the market is going well. Why? So that you can learn how to buy property correctly. You can learn the, well, what I refer to as the detective work on how to find these properties, because when the market is hot like it is right now, it's more work on the buy side. The sell side becomes easy. It's the buy side that becomes crucial. So make sure that you are paying attention to what's going on in your market. And as you do that, you need to learn, what am I looking for? What am I looking at? And what is it going to cost me? Those are things that we teach you. So make sure you join us October 1st and 2nd and September the 30th. How do you do that? By jumping over to BillBarnettLive.com, BillBarnettLive.com. Now, I'm going to bring Laurel Langmyer on. So just hang with us 1 second here. I'm going to pop Laurel on the phone, and we'll be right back. Ooh, we got a little
I'm on speaker for you.
I'm on a headset.
Okay, I'm getting a little
loud. Yeah, I'm getting reverb.
All right, 1 sec. Let me just go to the handheld then. Does that work better?
Bingo. Perfect. Thank you, ma'am. Bingo's
you
a good
welcome.
Thing there. All right. So I'm going to take about 10 or 15 seconds and introduce you here, and we'll go from there. We're just we're paused for just a second, but about to come back.
All right.
You good, Keith?
Got to bring Joe or somebody in. I can't use my headset. It's every phone I've ever tried that doesn't work here.
I have a call to
the
guy.
He needs to get the headset fixed, and then we need to change this to 775.
Right. But I don't think any of our 588 numbers are transferred over, which means I don't have 588 anymore.
Oh, that's kind of critical.
I know. I emailed him, and I left him a voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Who, Arno?
No.
Oh, our guy.
Comcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. You know, I told you we were going to hold off for just a second to bring on Laurel Langmyer. And I'll tell you a little bit about Laura. She's on the phone with us right now. So, but Laurel has written 5 New York Times bestselling books. And as an author myself, I just tell you, that just takes a ton of knowledge that people need to be able to have 5 books that hit the New York Times bestseller. She's also been on just about everything you can imagine. The View, Dr. Phil, a former Las Colinas resident right here, Dr. Phil, Forbes Magazine, CNN, New York Times, The Huffington Post, Fox News, just a wealth of information that people around our country want to have and learn how to become wealthy, because Laurel's known as the millionaire maker. Laurel, are you with us there?
I am. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate being on today.
Yeah, welcome. Now, it's exciting for us because you're going to be coming here in Dallas in the next 6 weeks or so. Tell us a little bit about the Financial Freedom Tour and what you're going to be doing here in town.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to be there tomorrow night, and they go to financialfreedomtour.com. They can register. It's a free event to come out and be in a conversation, and then I'll be again in Fort Worth on Thursday, and I'll be back in early November and back again. So I also own an oil and gas company, so I'm very involved in coming back to your market on a regular basis. And we teach people how to make money, keep money, invest money, and people say, well, that's kind of, a broad stroke. But we really, the investing is probably the most unique piece that we do, Bill. We talk about money off Wall Street. So I was a real estate millionaire actually in the Oklahoma market, and soon after that bought some gas and oil, and now are just a complete, not fan, but advocate, and really teach people why they need to diversify their portfolio and have uncorrelated assets. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about tax advantage income and how these kind of assets actually really support your tax basis and tax situations.
Excellent. Now, what's the date you're going to be coming in November?
So I'm going to be the November 17, 18, and 19. I actually do a three-day boot camp, and we get into the detail of this. I bring out a lot of my wealth team. I bring out the folks that do the taxation, the tax and entity, the gas and oil team will be there. There'll be a variety of folks that will talk about a variety of different off-Wall Street assets and just give people an orientation to what that kind of a portfolio can look like versus something on Wall Street.
Excellent. Now, one of the things that we share in background is you have a background in real estate. And one of the things that we always teach in our classes is, hey, you know, take real estate and let it be a basis to create income, to take that income and to do other things with it so that you build true wealth and you're not totally wrapped up into one area of a portfolio. And it sounds like that's a lot of what you're going to be talking about is what are some of those other areas that I can take wealth that I currently have and go into. But you're also going to be talking about how to create additional wealth as well.
Absolutely. So I'm a huge fan of being an entrepreneur. You know, I always say entrepreneurialism is where the money is because you have the ability to, I call my businesses, I wrote in my Millionaire Maker book, I call my businesses cash machines, right? Because I like the visual of you put some effort in and a lot of cash comes out. And you have an unlimited potential to create upside versus a fixed income in an employed situation. And as far as taxing, you know, companies make money, individuals pay the most tax. So we'll talk about that. But I really am known, like I have part of the three-day workshop that will, and one of the processes we'll be doing is taking a current venture that someone has, a product or service, it can be anything, and show them how business systems work to create varieties of cash. So a lot of people, especially like real estate, tends to be a slower cash flow generator. There's a lot of strategies you can do to create it immediately. I mean, you know those. You can create them within the day. So I teach people how to create different kinds of revenue. I call it fast, you know, fast cash is daily cash. Like, what do you do today to make money if you need it by dinner time? And a lot of people don't have that in their business model, and they have, you know, long cash flow patterns. And just how to create it online too. I do a lot of online revenue. We spend a ton of money on traffic from LinkedIn to Facebook to YouTube. And how does any market, product and service, be able to tap those kinds of revenues? And a lot of people don't know how to do it.
And that's crucial. If you're not playing the social media game today, you're not playing. So that's terrific. Now, if somebody, let's talk about your books for just a second here. Of the five books, if you were to say, okay, listeners, here's what I want you to do. You're going to come join us to the Financial Freedom Tour, and how you do that is you jump over to financialfreedomtour.com. But of those five books, what is the one that you would say, if I want you to read something before you get to the event, what would it be?
The Millionaire Maker. It's by far moved millions and millions and millions of copy, and it's the Millionaire Maker system. And it's, you know, it's stuff that's centuries old. I say, you know, people ask me how come I don't update it, and I say, well, become a millionaire the same way anybody's become a millionaire. You make a lot of money in an entrepreneurial venture. Now there's a lot of systems and structure in that. You've got to make the money inside corporate structure, inside your own entities and your own, you know, really smart tax structure that you put together for yourself, and then you start investing. And you have to do it with a team. I've come up with a whole teammate. In the Millionaire Maker book, I introduced the concept of a team-made millionaire. I don't think anyone's self-made. No one's done it by themselves. You didn't do it by yourself. I didn't do it by myself. It takes lots of people to create this and to keep the machine moving, whatever machine, you know, people that are listening decide. So what I will promise them when they come out to the tour is that they can get a free ebook copy of The Millionaire Maker. In fact, if they register, I can make sure I get that out to them. I know they'll be signing up, and we'll make sure they get that out and at least have it to review. And then the other two in the Millionaire Maker series, one is about developing, you know, a well into six-figure, seven-figure business, and how does that business system, you know, correlate to the millionaire system, because it's a big piece of one of the assets that you should all have. And then what I call wealth cycle investing, which is how do you then start diversifying in the kind of asset classes that I talk about.
Okay.
And for the real beginners, I have is Put More Cash in Your Pocket. Those were the baby beginners. I wrote it in 2009 in the height of our crisis. And you know, it was an interesting statistic, Bill. I had done a lot of research, like why so many people were going into foreclosure, not just from the common, obvious place. But, you know, what was the number? If the average American household had $742 was the number extra income, they wouldn't have had to go into foreclosure. That's all they needed to make. And, you know, it's heartbreaking because people can make it. I mean, I have teenagers. Teenagers come for free to all my programs. I teach teens to make programs. They can make $17,000 in our three-day program. I've had teens make $9,000 in 3 days. So anybody can make money. You just don't, most people don't know how to do it.
Right. Now, are you going to be available to hang with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, hang right there because I got some more stuff I want to ask you. We're going to be right back. Got to go pay the bills a little bit here. We'll be right back with more Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett on Saturday afternoon, 570 AM KLIF. Thanks for listening. Stick around.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Is it a fire?
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It's Saturday afternoon. Gosh, it's a little bit after 4:30 here. We appreciate you being part of our listening audience today. You know, this is where you want to be every week. If you're looking to listen, learn, and earn, because that's what we're all about here. We're going to tell you not only how to invest in real estate, but we're also going to introduce you to other people that I think are crucial in your wealth building cycle. And one of those people, if you've been with us already, you've been listening to Laura Langmire. And Laura, thanks for taking time to be with us. Now, you said something when we were off air. I was like, man, we gotta bring that back up and make sure that everybody understands that. If you'd like to get a free digital copy of Laurel's book, The Millionaire Maker, make sure that you jump over to the financialfreedomtour.com. FreedomTour.com. Get registered. Doesn't cost you anything to register. Get registered there and you'll receive a digital copy of a New York Times bestselling book. I know I'm going to do it because, if anybody needs more education, it's me. I'm always looking to learn and earn. And so thanks for taking the time out to be here. And thanks for making that offer for all of our listeners.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to get the folks' feedback once they read it. You know, I've had people in real estate, mortgage, a lot of different industries, just by reading the book, you know, have emailed in later. And in fact, I have a woman, I have a bunch of clients in my building here in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and she'd opened a mortgage office. She met me 2 years ago, and less than 2 years, she hit her million mark.
Excellent.
And owning a mortgage. So it's a lot of detail. And the way to read the book once they get it is to find the profile, the financial profile that's most like your situation. There's a 7 that I write about that, you know, there's cash poor millionaires, there's stuck entrepreneurs, there's folks that are in debt, there's the lifestyle junkies, you know, people who that looks good, but there's no assets behind them.
Yeah, so we call that
a variety of profiles.
All hat and no cattle. That's what we call that.
Exactly. Here. That's true.
That's awesome.
So tell us a little bit now. We talk about entrepreneurship now, and I'm obviously an entrepreneur, and my dad shared that with me from as far back as I can remember. My dad was an entrepreneur. He always said, hey, you got to work for yourself. Now, he didn't say you got to be an entrepreneur. He said, you got to work for yourself. Same thing. You got to be having some control to some degree over your destiny by how much you get paid. And of course, we determine how much we get paid by the results that we produce. And we're not worried about what somebody else thinks our value is worth. We're worried about what we think our value is worth, so that as an entrepreneur, you can go out and change that. So tell me a little bit about the different areas, because as entrepreneurs, we all have multiple streams of income, to use a very well-worn phrase. Tell me a little bit about the different areas that you're involved in, so people get an idea of how broad you can be.
Thank you. And it's pretty broad. And I actually really, I would say, refined MSIs, because I think there are a lot of multiple streams of income. And what I've tended to do, and I really encourage a lot of my clients to do and the folks I work with, is, you know, my expertise is in money, and it's a really broad category. So, you know, I own things. I have, you know, holdings in insurance companies to, like I said, gas and oil companies, real estate companies, franchise. I'm probably one of those rare ones, Bill, that goes way out in the asset classes, and I own part of a Broadway play that will be hitting this. Yeah, it's actually hitting in the spring. Be at the Lincoln Center. It's one of those, you know, wild horses that you ride sometimes. And it was actually the reason I did that asset class is she's the writer of my book. So I had a ghost the whole time. I talked, she typed, and she just did an amazing job with all five of my books. And she had a Broadway play, and so I turned and invested back in her. And it's awesome. And those things make extraordinary money. And then I have a few restaurants. I have a restaurant in Ohio. I have a hair salon in Ohio. So I do really, like, I'm in the real brick-and-mortar businesses. I love, I have a laundromat in Sacramento. So I have a variety of asset classes. A lot of people say, how do you do it? And I said, an amazing accounting and, you know, legal team. So they help, you know, keep it together with the teams of people. And I've been sharking. You've been sharking too, you know, using the vernacular. I said, but I've been sharking since before Shark Tank even existed. Because I just love, I fixed and flip business. And how I became a millionaire is, you know, I was doing a lot of right things. I was in the Kiyosaki camp from 1996 to 2001. I was the master distributor of the cash flow game. So I would teach people all over the world so I was part of the original advisor team way back in 96 when it all started, and, you know, hauling around with Dine Kennedy and Dolph DeRuze and that whole crew. And that was my original, like, kind of launch into this space. So when I did the Millionaire Maker book, I have a Millionaire Maker game, and it is taught all over the world as well. So I put it out with, because I love experiential learning in that teaching. And in 1999, I knew I got serious, and I called somebody, you know, 20 years my senior, and I said, I have 9 months to become a millionaire. And he's like, yeah. He said, right. He said, why 9 months? I said, I'm a baby. He's like, oh my God, how does this happen? I said, sex. Oh my God. It's like, and he said, but you're not married. You know, that's the typical. I said, nope. And he doesn't want to be a dad, and I'm going to do this on my own. So I walked into parenting, knowing I was going to be a single mom, really got serious about the, you know, how to be a millionaire. Like, I knew how to make money. I had companies, but I wasn't investing it properly. And that's when I got serious. And in 6 months, and that's how fast, you know, if you have a lot of right things going, and you've seen this all the two, Bill. I came up with the word in the Millionaire Maker when people get the book. It's called sequencing. When you do the right thing at the wrong time, it can really, really tangle up your timing. So I really teach sequencing. Do the right thing at the right time, and you'll have efficiencies beyond your belief. And obviously, with the right people and the right team. So I've been a millionaire since 1999. Haven't ever looked back, and I just keep diversifying. So from flipping real estate to then flipping businesses. And I love starting them. I love creating them. I love fixing them. Love getting rid of them. I own a few network marketing companies. And so I do, like, one of the ones we just launched actually 3 months ago is a robotic trader. It's called Flipping Wall Street. So that'll have a huge launch as we head into 2017, and teaches people who want to be in the market how to trade robotically and set a structure and set a strategy. And so I have a lot of fun. I like all this stuff.
Yeah,
people say you're crazy. I said I like the diversity of it.
That's what makes it fun. That's if you got all everything is in one direction. Not only can it be financially dangerous, it can also get monotonous and boring. So it's nice to have a lot of different things going on. We're not quite that as diversified as you are, but we own a real estate brokerage firm, and then I have a consulting firm, and we're on part of a mortgage company. Most of ours has some form of real estate connection to it, but we also own a suite at the ballpark and have a quote unquote entertainment company that to do events out there. So it's crucial to be
able
to
come out to that. I'm going to raise my hand for that. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'll bring out some of my folks.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. We can make that happen. To make sure that people understand that, you know, a lot of times they come to the table, they show up at the party and they've got something in mind that they want to do. So let's talk about pick a student or two that maybe had a business idea that could be a brand new type of business, or it could be a business, you know, that they just thought, hey, I think I can do this traditional business better than what it's being done, and got some exposure to what you're teaching. And pick out a couple folks and share with us some history.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious ones that I attract, I'll just kind of go to the gen, like I have a large variety of people because I'm in the coaching, consulting, speaking, author space, is I have a lot of people who want to know that system and how do you do that. So I have a whole variety from, you know, how and when do you write a book? Because I'm not a fan of everyone doing it right away. And I'm a huge proponent of pre-selling your ideas, pre-selling even services and products, because I think, you know, where I get the devastation of a client is somebody who's, you know, produced some sort of a product. And I was, you know, I said, how many pre-sales have you had? Have you had any sales? Does anybody even want this product? Like I have a woman in Australia who had this interesting facial line and had 7 components to it. I said, I mean, that's a lot. You know, people barely do 3 or 4 to their face, much less 7. And how are you going to really do it? And she was hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. So that all had to get repurposed. I mean, really, really repurposed, and there was expirations on it. So I've seen a lot of devastation in people's lives and what they've done completely wrong. Some of the fun success stories, probably one of the funnest one, is a client who came, and he actually was an employee in Silicon Valley, making a lot of money, but really had an entrepreneurial bug and didn't know how to find a company. And so what I'll teach people is, you know, find broken down companies. So the things to look for, obviously, are there – you know, where's the revenue model inside the company? Are there clients? Are there customers that have been, you know, that have paid for anything? Is there anybody? Is there anything there as far as an asset that we can go create sales with? And I'm always teaching people, go create cash first. You know, don't launch rich, don't launch broke. Most people launch broke. And so anyway, he was at Berkeley doing an executive MBA class, and he met a PhD artist who had this recycled glass product where it was a resin product that had glass, recycled glass stick together. And of course, there's an unlimited, you know, supply of recycled glass, so that was a free product. And mostly they got it from, you know, from restaurants and, you know, from bars. So the green was Heineken broken glass, and blue was Sky Vodka. So fast forward, I mean, the guy was going broke. He had amazing patent, amazing product, had no idea how to run it. So my client came back and he said, well, is this something that you look for? And then what do you do and how do you fix it? And so we'll take, you know, clients like that from top to finish. And if I like the deal, then I do shark into the deal and become a part of it. And so in that situation, we raised $3.7 million, opened a whole manufacturing plant with the guy. Because it's a recycled product, we got grants from the Department of Conservation from the state of California, $3 million a year, and just grew. It's called Vitrazzo. It's a beautiful glass. I have it actually downstairs in my conference center on our, you know, coffee bar. And we sold it. And then, you know, we also had huge lessons. So 2009 hit, B of A was restructuring a lot of their mortgages. And unfortunately, we didn't, you know, our lesson was we didn't see our distributors were all using B of A as a credit line. So we lost massive lines very quickly and decided to sell as fast as we can. But we sold it to a Canadian company for $9 million. It's still existing. It's a slower payout. People say, well, that wasn't a good success story. I think it was an extraordinary success story. I mean, a lot of us, you know, a lot of people in that game became millionaires. And the product still is a phenomenal product, still in the market. Some of us kept some of the ownership of that on a sale. So that's probably a fun one just because it's in the market and it's, you know, P.F. Chang's uses it. Wells Fargo uses it. So we've done a lot, and then we've just simple stuff like, you know, flipping a pizzeria to jewelry makers, I have two women, stay-home moms who met, and they made beautiful jewelry. They had no idea how to market. Fast forward 3.5 years, they have little kiosks in every airport around Australia, and their last year's turnover was over $2 million.
Nice.
So anything can make it. If you find the right market, you find the right system, you find the right team, you get the right revenue models, pricing, it all matters. We've done probably 28 different kinds of foods through Whole Foods for our students.
Yep.
Some of the biggest chocolatiers of the year are our students. So we've done a lot of fun stuff.
Now here, I've got a major question. I'm like, this is the most important question for the interview. Mm-hmm. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break so that we can pay the bills a little bit. We'll come back. And I've got, if you're out there listening, make sure you're hanging around because this is a question that's worth your time. Right here, Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett, KLIF, Saturday afternoon. Come right back. Thanks for listening.
Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net. Located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
I'm somewhere sunny and 75. You and me on the
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Saturday afternoon, and you're right here on KLIF 570 AM. Thanks for being part of our listening audience today. You know, this is where you want to spend every Saturday afternoon, because this is where you come to listen, learn, and earn. This is about your wealth, your world, your way. That's what we've been doing for 5+ years. Now, on the radio here, we've been doing 20+ years in the real estate market. And, you know, from time to time, I run across somebody that just blows my doors away. And I've been around since the late 70s with the greatest entrepreneurial minds in the country, all the way back from W. Clement Stone, the late Zig Ziglar, just guys that Paul Harvey, Art Linkletter, Dr. Robert Schuller, when he was actually out selling the glass bricks that built the Crystal Cathedral. Earl Nightingale, years and years and years of working with people like that. And And when you have seen that and been exposed to that and been a part of that, most of the people that come down the pike afterward, you just kind of step back and go, that's not for me. I'm going to pass. Every now and then a voice comes out and you hear somebody that you go, wow, this is the next generation of those kind of quality teachers and trainers. And that's who Laura Langmire is. And we're very fortunate to have her on the phone with us today. Now, I promised you, if you were listening before the break, that when you came back, we were going to go through what I thought was the most important question of the interview. So, Laura, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So let's get real here now. Why do you do this? And is money that big a deal? Is it that important?
One of my friends, Rita, probably said it best. I was on a panel with her recently. Rita Davenport owns the Arbonne whole, empire. And she said, money's really not that important, but it's just right up there next to oxygen. I do believe, I think it's really, really impactful. I don't think it's the most important thing. And I think that, and the reason, I called my company Live Out Loud, it's quality conversations about money, is we have such a wrong conversation after all these decades. And, 1933 just, put us into this pipeline of, occupational conversation, industrial age of get a job, maximize your 401k. That whole conversation is still such thriving through traditional financial institutes to, how everyone's taught. So, yeah, I'm pretty passionate about teaching people a different conversation and that they can be in control and they get to have it all. And so I'm more passionate about that and people getting the life they want for their family and wherever they want to live and do what they want, because I think that people can have that life. And so I don't know that it's the most important thing, but I think it has the most impact in your life. And the smarter you are around that whole conversation, I say smart money like smart money. I have so many people who pitch me deals. I'm sure you do. Mine are interesting, diverse deals. I said, those aren't deals. Those are ideas. So I love helping people get their dreams and what they want.
I had many years ago, I had created a television show and a gentleman by the name of Cavett Robert, who founded the National Speakers Association. Cavett mm-hmm. was a dear mentor of mine for years. He's been passed many years now. And I went out to talk to him about this, and he came up with he shocked me by making an interesting comment, but it has had an incredible impact on every business that I've looked at going forward. He said, this is a great idea, but it's an idea that's born dead. And I was like, what? And he said, well, if you're not in a position when it looks like a great idea for it to immediately get to cash flow, and immediately could be in less than a year, but mm-hmm. it needs to be in a very short cycle where mm-hmm. you get a positive cash flow. If it's not that, then you better have an extremely deep set of pockets. And at the time that I was talking to him, my pockets were very shallow. So, but it makes a big difference. You have to learn the money side of business, and that's what most people miss, and that's what you focus on so much of mm-hmm. is how to put the funds together to be able to have a proper funding. And most everybody out there understands that 90%+ of new businesses go broke in the first 3 to 5 years. And they do that many times because they're not structured and funded properly to begin with. So you can help with that.
Oh, absolutely. And on the contrarian side of that, I would say you don't need money to make money. I started Live Out Loud from scratch. I mean, really, you said I didn't have any products to sell. I was working on, I don't think you know this backstory, but I was, I have an exercise physiology degree. And, in the late 80s, early 90s, I was a huge pioneer in the corporate fitness arena. And I was designing fitness centers on offshore oil rigs for Chevron. So I was flying in helicopters and seaplanes. I was 24 years old. I was making tons of money. They were paying me a fortune of just hazard pay to live like that. And I was designing fitness centers with these old, tuna-ass, Cajun folks on the offshore rigs and getting them to quit smoking. And they'd say, what the hell, you little Yankee girl, because I was from Nebraska. You're not getting rid of our lard. The day I took, barges around and got rid of lard off offshore rigs. I swear to God, that time in my life, Bill, is what caused me get, people say I'm tough as nails. It's like, oh, well, you work with rig workers for 3 years? You'll get tough too. But I was just so done with that. And that's when I met Kiyosaki, and I didn't have anything to sell. So I sold his stuff. And that's how I tell a lot of you, don't wait for your big thing to arrive. Like, my work of the Millionaire Maker didn't arrive to me until, 2006 was when I published it. So sell other people's stuff. Be in other people's camps. Learn. Just be an avid, aggressive learner. And the thing that you're supposed to do will show up, but you stand still and wait for it, and then you don't sell. Like, I sold 55,000 Millionaire Maker books before it even hit the – I mean, it was a New York Times bestseller before I even hit. I mean, I had $1 million in the bank to hire the PR teams and to do it right and to launch Rich. So I'm a huge fan. Not a fan. I'm just adamant that people launch Rich. It drives me crazy when I watch people, you know, struggle and stand still and hope their idea gets picked up. And I said, if you don't know anything about money, you're not going to attract smart money. Yep. Like, why would my smart money give you even $10,000 to do anything with your business? You'd just go buy a TV with it. Like, you don't know what to do with it. You don't even know what web designer to hire. Like, you don't know what to do. If I gave you money, so why would I give you money? Why would the banks give you money? They shouldn't. So I'm really kind of rigorous about that, as you can tell. because it drives me crazy. People who stand still, oh, my God, somebody's got to fund me. So why would I fund you? I mean, like it's just some of it, they just got to get educated, which is why I do a lot of consulting in the beginning. They've got to show a lot of, you know, I'd say just character and work ethic to it.
Yes.
Like, you know, I said, I don't need to, as an investor, I don't need to acquire another company because you defaulted on it. Like, I need you to be successful and win. Like, if I wanted, you know, people say, well, how are you going to rip off my idea? I don't want your idea. If I wanted your pizzeria, I'd take it. I would have one. I don't want it. I want to help go side by side. I want to be part of the marketing and the money, but I don't want to do the work. I don't even know how to cook. Are you kidding? I don't want to be in the kitchen. So you need to do your part to make this thing work. And I think that's where people don't know a lot about, especially the business side. Now, so, yeah, I teach a lot of that.
If you've been enjoying what you've been here today with Laurel, and I know I have, not just enjoying, but learning as well, make sure that you jump over to financialfreedomtour.com, financialfreedomtour.com, and register. Now, what's going to happen when you register is you're going to get a digital copy of New York Times best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker by Laurel. And when you go, what's the November date that you're going to be in town?
The 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Now,
I'll be there. I'll be at the Hilton. And they can come out and see us. So they register the Financial Freedom Tour. I'll give them a book. We'll call them for, you know, a free consult just to, you know, see what they're interested in. If you're interested in investing, the tax conversation, which conversation you're interested in, and invite you to join us the 17th, 18th, 19th. So three big days. I'm bringing my wealth team in, and you're going to learn a lot.
Excellent. Now, you're going to see me there because I'm going to be there. And it's something that I think you ought to do. You know, we've been telling you, hey, make sure you get signed up for the real estate event we have coming up September 30, October 1 and 2 right here in Dallas. And you do that by going over to BillBarnettLive.com. But look, there is no one source of all of the information that you need to get to where you want to go in life. So make sure that when a voice comes along that, one, resonates with you, and you go, you know, this makes sense. Because one of the things that you're going to learn about money is that it makes sense. It's not, it has some emotion to it, but it also makes sense. And when you find somebody that is sharing that message that resonates with you, and you say, gee, that just makes sense, then that's where you need to be looking at to get some more information. So make sure that you've jumped over to financialfreedomtour.com for November. Make sure you've jumped over to Bill Barnett Live for the end of September and October 1st and 2nd. And make sure every Saturday that you're right here. Now, we've got about 40 seconds here, Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say if you were giving somebody a quick tip? What would you say would be the number one thing you would tell them if they were trying to, let's pick a money topic. They're trying to get out from, they're that lifestyle person you talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do they get out of that?
Start putting money away. So I have given that I give conversations about money. I change the language. So I don't call it a savings account. I really define what's that lump of money. So I call it a wealth account. Start putting money into a wealth account where you absolutely dedicate it towards buying an asset. And if you don't know how to buy an asset, then you listen to Bill. You read my books. Like, you learn what to do to start putting that money to work. And then the other side of it is a lot of times those people run up credit card debt. And the last thing, when I teach you to make new money, you're going to do is pay off your bad debt, because I need money to grow with. We'll get rid of your debt later, but it's not, I always say, we're not Susie Orman, so we're not doing it that way. We are not having that conversation, and I will be battling their behavior around that. They'll be like, oh, but I'm living beyond my means. And so,
great. Hey, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to be with us. And thanks for being here on KLIF 570 AM. We'll see you next Saturday, 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
The preceding program was furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net. Located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
KLIF Downey.